Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so thankful and so prayerful that you are always receiving more inspiration, more insights, more revelations, more direct downloads, that you are caring in ever greater degrees of intensity to walk in the fullness of the all that you are as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. I am so grateful and so thankful to be one to remind us of how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts to be fully participating in something as phenomenal as existence itself, dwelling in the rainbow on a planet that is an intergalactic spaceship, 80% water rotating and floating in eternity. And to be in this now moment where we are seeing that humanity is lying in the balance and that there are forces that are trying to make sure that we never, ever truly realize the truth of who we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of the presence of the absolute. There are those who have an agenda to oppress and suppress, depress, to put us in a place and space where we are not walking so proud, we're not that confident, we're not that faithful, we are believing that we're less than, that we have no worth and no value unless we have the trinkets of materiality, unless we have nice cars and nice homes and nice clothes and all of these things, but we will never, ever have anything greater than the gift of life itself. I'm thankful to be one to remind us that these bodies are our cosmic spacesuits for journeying upon this planet, moving through the realm of eternity, and that we should be in a place and space where we are absolutely freaking amazingly delighted to be alive, delighted to be these points of the presence of the absolute, in a place and space where we are feeling with every fiber of our being how wonderfully blessed and how perfectly and divinely designed we are, that we would be consistently renewing, rebirthing, regenerating, revitalizing, revivifying, is that as we are growing and moving and maturing, that we are exalting ever more of the frequency of energy of love and light and wisdom and truth that is the evidence of who and whose we are and who and what we are applying ourselves to, because what is done in the dark is going to come to the light. And our coming to a point and place where we realize that wherever we are always in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Whomever we're with, we're always in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. But we are thinking something different. We're not remembering the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness of all life, and the right of all beings to have the right to their lives, and the responsibility we have, and that we've been entrusted as stewards upon the planet, and that we should be caring, we should be nurturing and nourishing and strengthening and uplifting, that our activity upon the planet should be the activity of God, ensuring itself is all there is, being pleased with what it sees through every eye. Our now moment is filled with possibility if we care, if we care to ask and knock, if we care to repent, if we care to carry the burden of responsibility of honoring and glorifying the lineages through whom we've come. Those whose names we can call and those whose names we will never know. But what I must remind us is that we will never have anything greater than ourselves. That we are these remarkably gifted, talented, phenomenal ones in a system that has oppressed us from utero. And we do not have to continue to be our own worst enemy, self-sabotaging, when we know and realize that everyone is impacted and affected by a system of oppression with the tools that they call food. And that, in truth, the perfect and divine design of us, in truth, we never had to have any of it. We never had to have meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, sugar, pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, croissants, donuts, pretzels, any of it. None of it facilitates oxygenation, hydration, mineralization, alkalization, elimination, or consciousness expansion. We never had to have any of it. And we would have still grown. And had we been given the opportunity to nurse from our mothers and then be put on fresh fruit and started our day hydrating, mineralizing with fresh fruit. And then later, our vegetation, our leafy greens, our things with seed, there would be no disease here. And so it matters that we remember the divinity of existence, that all of existence is the evidence of the divinity of being. And no one created existence. We are all the creation of this absolute and supreme intelligence, perfectly and divinely designed, but we are designed to be vehicles and vessels for the expression of its will, its love, its light, its peace, its poise, its power, its truth. And there is no way to be successful in working against it, working against life, working against any of it, because it is all there is. And for our realization that there is absolute law that governs existence and man did not create it, we're all held by it. Nobody can break it. But we weren't taught it. And nobody can keep it from us. They can't keep the truth from us when we have a wholehearted desire for absolute truth. We were told to know the truth and the truth would make us free. We don't have to go and research for the truth. We were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. But we have to have a desire for it. There has to be that inner spark, that care from the inside of you for absolute truth. And everything will begin to respond to it, to open the doors for your knowing, to open your way for your direct connect to that which is beating your heart and breathing you and will guide you and lead you in the way that it would have you go for your betterment. We're in a now moment where we have to get still, to start our day differently. We were socialized to get up, get out, get up, get out, get up, get out, go, 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 go. And I'm saying, get up and get centered and facilitate the opening of elimination to get that which has been nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, pharmaceutical residues, tobacco residues, cigarette residues, alcohol residues, to begin to really facilitate the cleansing of this perfectly and divinely designed vessel that is your body, that is to be the temple of the living God and Goddess. Why would it be so hard for people to want the best of for themselves? Why has it become such an arduous task for people to realize that they are not well, and that they themselves have made themselves unwell, and that they themselves have the responsibility to make themselves well, but they have to have a desire for the truth of the divinity of who and what they are, and to know that you are here to regenerate, rejuvenate, revitalize, but you can't do it on pharmaceuticals. You can't do it on medications over years of taking high blood pressure medicines and diabetes medicines and insulin and all of this. You have to be in a place and space where you are willing to remember the divinity of who you are and whose you are. You have to affirm it and declare it. You have to claim your wellness. You have to see yourself whole. You have to activate all of the faculties that you've been given. You were told to ask and it would be given, to knock and the door would be open. The only way that you would be sick for years and years is because you did not ask, you did not knock, you did not see yourself whole. You didn't apply yourself to that which is the essence and the truth of yourself, that which is beating your heart and breathing you. You did not trust. You went to these ones and you went to those ones, and you had this removed and you had that removed, and you had this surgery and you had that surgery, and you're on this medication. And I'm saying at this particular point in time, those who've yet to go there, don't go there. And those who've been there, your surgeries have not made you whole. And coming to a point and place where we care to be whole, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, it requires our realization that we have been impacted and affected by an agenda to oppress us at our cellular functioning, impacted and influenced by those who had the intention to have our bloodstream defiled. The spirit is charged upon the blood. We've come into this realm through the sacred fluid of our mother's wombs, sparked by the sacred fluid of our fathers. And then we got no support for respecting the sacredness and the divinity of being. And so we have to remember the divinity of our being. That's how you get to the reality that, yes, I can be healed. I can be healed from anything. Because I am this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. See, the identity theft happened a long time ago. Has nothing to do with your social security number. Has nothing to do with your bank accounts. It has everything to do with your remembering. The truth of all that you are is this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Has everything to do with how you apply yourself on a daily basis to cleansing the bloodstream, cleansing your lymph system, cleansing your intracellular fluids, cleansing, not just eating, cleansing and purifying, working with the body, because the body is so intelligent that it is already cleansing daily, which is why we're so refreshed when we brush our teeth and we bathe. And there are those who think that you can just eat anything and pray and call on Jesus and have your salvation that way. But the hospitals are filled with good people, good praying people, good Christian people, good Muslim people who did not understand that the blood has to be cleaned, that you can't just pop a pill, that we have to be about the business of creating a clean bloodstream on a daily basis, consistently over time, that this is how we actually mature. This is how we actually stand on behalf of life, is to partake fully, abundantly of life itself. We cannot feed off of dead things and that which has no life, and then have the fullness of life. You were already given life. It is the greatest gift. You'll never have anything greater. Our capacity to have an understanding and understanding as to how to literally enhance our lives, enhance our life currency, really add to it, magnify it, magnetize it, amplify it, increase it consistently over time, so that as you're maturing through your 30s and your 40s and your 50s and your 60s and your 70s and your 80s, you become some of the most powerful spirits on the planet, that you have value that cannot be measured in money. because of how you have applied yourself diligently and dutifully as this point of the presence of God, how you have applied yourself to the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the power of God to be a living presence of it. These people, they poison their people and then throw their elders somewhere. Can't think, can't move, can't talk, and then put them in the care of people who don't know how to revitalize them when there's the opportunity for revitalization, revivification, healing. Those who've been licensed, certified, and degreed as nutritionists and nurses and personal care workers and whatnot, and many of whom are women, got certified, licensed, and degreed to manage and maintain disease and disease states and disease people, which is totally antithetical to what it is to be a woman. To be a woman is to have been entrusted with the responsibility of knowing how to nourish and nurture and strengthen and facilitate healing and knowing how to cleanse, but we didn't get that. And the generation gaps between great-grandmama, grandmama, mama, who is influenced by these ones to go to college and get certified, licensed, and degreed. All of the ones who got certified, licensed, and degreed are primarily getting paid for maintaining the system of oppression. As doctors and lawyers and judges and teachers and administrators and superintendents, and for whatever our roles and our jobs are, our jobs do not absolve us of our responsibility to function in on purpose and in our purpose as the perpetuators of lineages of people. And so those of us who realize that we do not want to go the way that we've seen our mothers and our aunties and other ones go, we don't want to have surgeries, we don't want mastectomies, we don't want to have lumpectomies, we don't want to have our breasts cut off and our uteruses removed, we don't want to have to go under the knife again and again and again as so many have, then we want to hold ourselves still in remembering the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of our lives, and to infuse every atom and every cell of our being with the truth that I am whole, body, heart, mind, and soul, and your actions and your activities and what you will reach for will support that, as opposed to affirming it and then reaching for the cakes and reaching for all of the things that are going to undermine you. People don't realize how much more fun it is to be well, how much more fun it is to be healthy, how much more fun it is to be vital, how much more fun it is to be tapped in, tuned in, turned on, and absolutely enthralled with the gratitude and the thanksgiving for dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as a point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be supremely intelligent. Intelligent enough to see a better way, intelligent enough to cultivate the lives and the minds and the hearts and the souls of other ones, intelligent enough to really have a wholehearted intention to walk a path of life that is the path of light, to be in a place and space where we're no nonsense, no compromise, no foolishness about who we are, whose we are, why we are, and in our now moment, we are willing to do whatever it takes to reverse the issues that have crystallized in our tissues. And it is not a burden for us to cleanse ourselves. It is not a burden for us to reach for that which is going to oxygenate us and hydrate us and mineralize us. It is not a burden to really come to a point and place where, yes, you may have to come to a point where you are by yourself for a while. But being by yourself means that you have a clearer road, a clearer access to your creator, a clearer channel of communication, a clearer opportunity to really hear what other ones are not willing to prepare themselves to receive in terms of the guidance and the inspiration and all of the keys that are available to us as we return to the house of God, the mind of God, by creating the temple of God through the blood of Christ, the bloodstream that supports a Christ consciousness, a consciousness of knowing the oneness with the divinity of existence itself, knowing oneself as the personification of it because you have done the inner work. It's not just about spouting it. It's not just about saying it. You have to have done the inner work. It's not a work that you can do in a week or a year or a few because you were under the auspices of artificial colors and flavors and nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and all of these things for decades before you had sense enough to change your diet. And for those who have yet to change the diet, I'm saying that diet is literally the tool of our oppression, D-I-E, and the cross at the end of it that's on so many of those tombstones. So it is the methodology of our oppression. So you have to begin to really reach for that which is enlivening you. Not feeding an appetite, but nourishing your cells, cleansing your cells. And there is no way to really come into the fullness of the truth of oneself without doing that work. And there are so many ones, the metaphysicians, the ones who talk about the law of attraction, the ones who are literally encouraging you to do this and do that for money and do this for money and do this for money, as if money and having lots of it is the evidence of your success. But the money does not replace your life currency, and the money does not replace your organs when organ damage is there from all of the tobacco and all of the marijuana and all of the sodas and all of the other things, unless you know how to reinvest in yourself. And the investment in yourself is what has to happen, because all of the sickness, illness, and disease is the evidence of your investment in death, because life was given to you. And the pains that we experience, the acidity from everything that you consume that is other than fresh fruit, leafy greens, vegetation, we're having to really get to a point and place where we care to be brilliant. That we care to really have exalted thought that allows for the exalted walk. So that we can access the genius that we are. And to realize that the intelligence of existence is so intelligent that everybody on the planet is of it. Been gifted by it. And we're all complementary to each other. The trick here has been to put us in divisiveness. We've been divided into religions and to groups and to all of these things. And I'm saying the reality of it is that we are all intelligences of existence, male or female or some combination of the two. But we're all intelligences. We all have gift, talent, skills, and abilities. There is beauty and a depth of knowing and understanding and the capacity for so much greatness in everyone. How amazing would it be to have all governments and societies in a place where they were really caring to nurture and nourish and strengthen? How amazing would it be if women understood that we are all here to exalt life, whether we bring children through our wombs or not, that we never had to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be women. To be real women right now is real leadership right now in reversing these issues and taking responsibility for bringing love forward in every situation and circumstance, in every echelon of society. You have to have some idealism in this now moment. You have to be able to really hold a vision that is a vision of God and its conquest. Because the warring, the divisiveness, the hatred, the violation, none of it can continue. Those who are the sowers of the seeds of sickness, illness, and disease will definitely create a harvest that is consistent with the seeds that they've sown. Those who continue to perpetuate the sickness, illness, and disease are destined for a harvest of sickness, illness, and disease, but it ends in death. And I'm saying that we're already in the realm of eternity. We do not see death anywhere. Death is a program that is running here, and we are here to deprogram it. We are here to reprogram. And that reprogram is much better when we have reconstituted the substance of ourselves to being 80% highly charged mineralized water, where water is the medium of intelligence that holds frequency and vibration and is programmable. So we're reprogramming with every thought that we think and every word that we speak, and for the depths of our own desires to be whole, to be in a place and space where we are all right. We're going inside. Everybody's chasing something outside. But we were told to first love God with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. And for even those who don't acknowledge God, to love life, to love being, we do not design ourselves. We don't beat our own hearts. We don't breathe ourselves. To love existence, to love being, to love the dynamic intelligence of existence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. And to seek first to become the temple of the living God, Goddess, and all else would be added unto us. And this is the most expeditious way of truly honoring and glorifying our lineages. Because most of our family members don't really understand when you're trying to do something different from what you've been given all your life. They called you the black sheep. Most of them don't understand. And they don't have to understand. When you have a calling upon your life and when you are being called to life, you don't have to worry about whether they understand it. You are here to be the insurance of their continuation and the representation of that lineage in the establishment of the kingdoms and queendoms of God. This is the real success that is available to us to participate with. No matter what your work is, your duty, obligation, and responsibility is to serve life. It is to be a perpetuator and one who exalts life and the beauties of it, the divinity of it. What you shape with your hands is not greater than how you are allowing yourself to be shaped by hands of angels of light. In our now moment, we're being called. We're being called to rise. We're being called to care. We're being called to give it all we got, because nothing less than that is sufficient with the escalation of the crazy, the insanity, and the karmic debt that is to be paid in full. And that debt is death to those who will not commit to the repentance, the reconciliation, the realignment, and to be renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected on behalf of the establishment of the eternal order and the eternal government. This is our time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama. And so I'm so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come to these airwaves, and so grateful in hosting this program, which is intended to speak to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, our salvation. And it cannot be a conversation that excludes the condition of our health and the restoration of it. It is my prayer to be inspiring, uplifting, and to come to place and space where you are accepting degrees of empowerment, because we are not here to be helpless. We are not created by that which is helpless. We are created by an absolute and supreme intelligence that maintains realms and worlds, beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. So there is nothing that it cannot do with us and for us and through us if we are so inclined to ask and knock and seek and respect and reverence and appreciate of it, and come to a point in space where we accept that we are of it, in it, and always will be. And so getting beyond all of the programming that puts us in a place where we feel as though we have no power. And I'm saying that we as a collective, we as a global humanity, have the power to shift this insanity by just consciously caring to exalt a full effort in our living, to do nothing to undermine ourselves. If you continue to claim that you're an addict, then you continue to claim to deny the truth of your divinity. If you continue to beat yourself up about the travails that you've had upon the path of adulteration and refuse to accept the reality that you live in a rainbow on a planet that is spinning in eternity. You understand? See, your perspective and your perception matter in terms of where you are, who you are, whose you are. And so I'm saying we do not live in America. We live in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is. We are in flotation and rotation in an ocean of cosmic consciousness, absolute and supremacy of its presence. And men cannot do anything against it and not suffer for it. And the insanity of having something so glorious, so absolutely amazing and phenomenal, and then desecrate it, defile it, is because of the filth that's charged upon the blood. There is no one in their right mind who would prefer to be sick and ill and coming under the auspices of people who don't know what to do for you. That's not a real conscious thought. And as intelligences of existence, every other one, the dogs know when they get sick to stop eating and to eat grass or the clover that they find. You understand? Everything stops eating when they're sick, when they get a hold of something. But then the people themselves keep feeding and feeding and feeding when your body is telling you, I've had enough. It's enough. And the nose is running and the ears are clogged up and you don't feel good. It's time to stop eating. Because it is the food and the eating of all of it and the accumulation, the concentration, the saturation, the contraindication of all of the stuff that's making you sick. And some people would rather be sick, lose their toes, lose their legs, lose their arms, have all kinds of amputations, and stop eating the flesh of pigs. You don't want to give up your pork chops? You'd rather give up your toes than give up your pork chops? You'd rather give up your legs than give up the flesh of dead animals and alcohol and tobacco? Really? That is nothing natural. That is the evidence of the behavior modification because of the saturation and the contraindication of all of the chemicals that are in the bloodstream. But your spirit is of God. And when you activate it, when you ask, when you get serious, and you attune to it, you take some time and remember all of what it has brought you through, all of your overcoming. There is nothing that you cannot be victorious and triumphant over when you remember that you're perfectly and divinely designed. We can no longer be a detriment to ourselves and our cells and then survive it. And it's the little things too. It's little things over time. And so I'm wanting us to come to a point in place, particularly as women, all over the planet. And I thank those of you who are listening in different countries over our WRFG online presence. I thank you. But I see us coming to a point in place where we create a boycott of the death industries and a global work stoppage. You understand? How is it that you can have a people who depend upon you for the resources, depend upon you for the cocoa, for the coffee, for the cacao, for the gold, the diamonds, the oils? It's like you depend upon everything and then you're going to turn us and just try to kill everybody? take the riches from the soils under which our spirits have emerged upon and then desecrate the earth, pollute her waters, kill her creatures, and then want to be respected as intelligent people? We don't have it for you like that. We're not here to own the land. We are here to be wise stewards of it. And we're only here for a time. So why would we spend our time desecrating and violating the greatest gift that we were given, which is our lives and the legacy of the lineages to whom we've come? And so, yes, we must be mindful. We must be thoughtful. We must care. We must come to a point and place where we realize that to be human is to be divine. To exist is the evidence of divinity personified. To be in a place and space where we are realizing the oneness and the wholeness and the cosmic conformity in the multiplicity of diversity, that we are all these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we are all complementary to each other. And now that the world is smaller than it's ever been, now that we have a communication across all platforms and in every country, and it doesn't cost us anything extra, then let us begin to share the messaging of our resurrection, our duty and our obligation, our capacity to renew and rebirth ourselves. To realize that meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour have no business in our bodies. And because we've been filled with it, the body itself will begin to cleanse from it when you let go of picking and choosing it. And you say, well, what am I supposed to eat? Stop eating. Through fasting and prayer, the desires of your heart will be granted unto you. We're reconstituting the body to be 80% highly charged mineralized waters. Water is programmable. The waters of your cells are holding the frequency and the energy of whatever it is you're thinking, whatever it is you are feeling most intensely. So let's feel intensely about being so blessed. Let's feel intensely the honor that it is to exist in such an auspicious time, where we have the opportunity to be fully participatory in the establishment of the eternal, in the exaltation of a full effort in our living, coming to a point where we are reoriented and reinstated in the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all of existence itself. Let us spread and share the good news of the opportunities we have to divest from the death culture, to reinvest in cultivating the richness and the wealth of ourselves. To realize that each and every day is a day and can be a day of progression. Each and every day you can lose a pound or three of waste and keep it off forever. Each and every day you can come into greater and greater degrees of rejoicing and celebration as points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Each and every day, you can dwell and bathe in your gratitude and your thanksgiving to remember all of that which should be remembered. Because everything that we've gone through is not what we should be holding on to, particularly when it was stressful, particularly when it was hurtful, particularly when it brings us to depression and a sense of unworthiness and undeservedness. And so we have choice as to what we think. We have choice as to whether we're thinking. We have choice as to what we're bringing into our bodies that will either oxygenate us, hydrate us, mineralize us, alkalize us, facilitate consistent cellular elimination of toxicity, and facilitate consistent cellular repair and regeneration. because this is a way that we are able to ensure the consistent growth and elevation and exalted thought that is necessary for an exalted walk as these points of the presence of the absolute and supreme intelligence that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody. This is the even playing field that we are all present as points of presence of the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is all pervasive. It fills all spaces. And as these points of the intelligence of existence, we are able to radiate and emanate and project that which is our desire that becomes printed on the intelligence that is all around us. And as we sow those seeds, as we are able to take responsibility for the words that we speak and for the thoughts that we think, then we are able to fully participate in the working of the law to bring into our experience that which is required, that which is needed. And we can call that God, but we have to be fully participatory with it and to accept that we were told certain things, and we were told to give thanks as if you'd already achieved it. Give thanks as if you already received it. Give thanks. And to know, see, according to our faith, so shall it be done. So know that you can be healed according to your faith, not according to what the doctors say, because the doctors say you can't be healed. You're going to be on medications all your life. You need to irradiate your body. You need to take the chemo. You need to poison yourself. But you don't. You need to remember the truth of yourself and the truth of your body as the temple where you meet God. It is such a blessing and such an honor to come to place and space where you accept the anointing. Of the light, because of the commitments to the light, and nothing else is a requisite to the light except your wholehearted desire to be in it, and you are always around it. It's surrounding you all the time, but you have to clear your vehicles, you have to clear your channels, your faculties, in order to become radiant in it. And for all of the substances that we can ingest and take that gives us these moments of vision or depth of seeing, those moments coming out of it does not mean that you've automatically become a better person. That you have really made the better commitments. That you have really done the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration, and the purification that is required. Just because you took something and you experienced something. There is no shortcut to God. It's our daily walk. It's our consistent thought. It is how we care for ourselves. It's how we align ourselves with the forgiveness and the compassion and coming to a point in place where we're no longer combative and resistant to the truth. I've seen so many ones who are resistant to the truth. Why would we be resistant to the truth? Why would we consistently just want our own way when we were told God's way is the real way? Because otherwise the way of the world is a distraction from God's way. When God's way is telling you to really get still, it says, be still and know that I am. It didn't say chase and run and go over here and there and everywhere. You will never have a prosperity greater than yourself. The money don't make you great. And sometimes people just chase the money because of their inherent insecurity, because they're faithless and think that their money is their salvation. And they want you to think that too. Look what I got. This is what I got. This is what I do, what I do, and you can have what I have. Everybody is not consciously caring to influence you towards walking in the fullness of the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of yourself, fully whole, body, heart, mind, life, and soul. To honor and glorify the lineages to whom you've come, to be in a place and space where you were listening, you heard what God told you, you were obedient. You have been obedient over years and years and years and years and years and years of loving this absolute and supreme presence with your whole body, heart, mind, life, and soul. And it's brought you through. And whatever challenges you have, they weren't challenges. Those were the things to really shape your character, to put you in a place and space where little things don't disturb you. You understand? Be in a place and space where, yes, some people will come against you. People don't like you when you're trying to be right and you're trying to be light. No, they'll hang out with you and you smoking and getting high and doing all of that and eating all the kinds of places and whatnot. But no, they will fall by the wayside when you consciously care to get still and be centered in the light of the truth of the one that you are. It's like, oh, no, I can't do her. She's shifted. She's changed. You know, she wants everybody to do what she does, but you do what everybody else does. We're in that place and space where you have to learn to feed yourself. We're in that place and space where you can't be eaten all out in the streets. We're in that place and space where you have to realize that what you have consumed over decades puts you in a place and space where it's necessary for us to be mindful of who it is that's serving us, to come to that place where we realize that you cannot heal from anything. You cannot heal from everything because you go to these restaurants. So I'm the one to remind you that you have to be personally empowered to reach for that which is consistently in your best interest. And 90% of what you can get in all of these places will not facilitate your full healing and cleansing as much as you would if you cared. And so it's necessary for us to realize that we're in that day where your commitments to living, your commitments to light, your commitments to truth, your commitments to be in the light of the truth of the all that you are will separate you from people, except for those who are committed themselves. And we have to learn how to keep company with those who are striving for that which is light, striving to be their best selves. And many, many ones find themselves a black sheep of the family. Many, many ones find that once they got to a certain mindset where they can't continue to do it, then they find themselves all alone. And I'm saying, enjoy your aloneness with God. It's okay. And to know how to really be with God in the midst of all the ones. I was 45 years old before I was ever alone. And so I had to master within myself how to be in consistent recommitment and how to really focus. And when I got so focused where I went into a fast that lasted 72 days, nobody could pull me out of that. Nobody could say, here, try this. No, you can't. I am diligent in what I am asking for. Our lives are the gift. And we will never have a greater gift. And at the end of this gift, there should not be death. And so we have to rebuke it and revoke it, but you got to get all the death out of you. You've got to reprogram. You have to really have an understanding and an understanding of how you're standing, where you're standing in the presence of and by virtue of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And so many ones are, it's all about what I'm eating, what I'm eating. I'm saying what we should be doing now is consecrating our bodies. And yes, it would be an amazing thing if we had greater and greater numbers who are coming to that place of personal commitment to absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. But that's where the commitment has to be. You can't just commit to being a vegetarian. Hitler and Mussolini's were vegetarians. It's not sufficient just to be vegetarian. When you've had decades of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, and fish, you have to be in a place where you are recognizing and accepting the error and correcting and repenting. Because it is spiritual, it is mental, it's emotional, it is physical, and it is cellular. So as we are remembering that the methodology of our oppression has been to defile our bloodstream, to turn it into sewage, to put us in a place where we're filled with all manners of garbage. And so I'm saying to you, no matter what the condition, no matter what the diagnosis, no matter what the prognosis, you can be completely healed. You have to accept it for yourself. There's so many ones who have shown through their sheer determination and their sheer faith that moved mountains of naysayers and other ones who did not believe. Well, the doctor said, and the doctor said, and I'm saying, it's not what the doctor says, it's what you're saying to yourselves. It's what you're doing for yourselves. And when you realize that the healing is going to come with the cleansing and the flushing and the mineralization, the nourishing, the oxygenation, you understand, it's easier. But you must respect yourselves. I'm at 404-523-8989 or 678-760-9299 if there are any questions. But I want you to really realize one. If you begin to write down everything that you're consuming from start of the day to the end of the day and keep track of it, because your body doesn't forget anything and you're not going to remember, so that you will see how your own choices are affecting you in terms of the gas, in terms of the inflammation, in terms of the bloating and whatnot. But at the same time, you still need to have a wholehearted desire for the truth, because you can misinterpret some things. For example, someone says, well, I can't eat fruit because fruit causes the inflammation. But when you start your day with bacon and eggs and cheese and things like that, and then put fruit on top of it, then yeah, you're going to have some issues. But the fruit is the body's cleanser. So the issues you're having is as a result of the fruit doing what it does, which is to cleanse. But then that may cause some issues. It may cause some gas. It may cause some bloating. It may cause some inflammation. The fruit is alkalizing. Everything else is acidifying. And so we want to be in a place where we realize the perfect and divine design of our bodies. And people say, well, everybody ain't supposed to eat fruit. That's not true. What makes fruit ideal for us is because the roots of the fruit trees go further, much further down into the depths of the soil for the mineralization than the roots of the arugula and the asparagus and the spinach and all of that. And it's kissed by the sun, and all of that energy, that electromagnetic energy that the fruit holds. You understand? It's, but it ain't got no fees. But, you know, the issue is that neither does bacon and eggs and cheese and all of that have seeds. Okay. You say it may not have seed, but it still has water and it still has fiber. And water is a medium of intelligence that is programmable. So to realize that these ones can only create from something that already exists. They cannot create except for something that already exists. So they may modify it. They may do whatever. They try to take the seed out of it, but they didn't take the water out of it. They didn't take the fiber out of it. And they didn't take the intelligence out of it. Encouraging you to really take a good look at yourselves. To see what you want to do. What side of this equation do you want to be on? What do you want to be known for? What is your legacy? How are you showing up? When will you show out? You understand, who are you aligning with? I mean, because there are many, many ones who are, everybody's vying for your attention. You can't watch anything online without the advertisers. Everybody's trying to influence you to do something different, you know, to make money here and make money here and make money here. But the influence right now is choosing to be chosen by the intelligence of existence, by your creator. I love you with the perfect love. Continue to rejoice in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are. Good night.